local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hour number two on a Friday. Thanks so much for tuning in and finishing your work week with us. Hope you have a good weekend. Mother's Day weekend at that. Joe and Austin with you for the next 49 minutes, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now. Text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 2626-1111. As we start with today's top three stories here locally, an update from our two power companies as work continues getting everybody back on the grid after the severe storms that pushed through earlier this morning. The latest numbers from Florida Power and Light show around 308 customers still without power in Santa Rosa County, the number just under 3,700 in Escambia County. Also, Escambia River Electric Cooperative. That is the vast majority of their customers in the northern end, of course, of Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. The number continues to improve in Santa Rosa County with around 10,100 meters still out. That's about 53% of the customers in Santa Rosa County. Still around 74% in Escambia County with about 4,200 customers without power right now. EREC says that they've had about 100 additional linesmen called in to help get people on as soon as possible, though they do say that that may not happen before the end of the day today, but hopefully it's not too long. Elsewhere here, former President Trump says his hush money trial is a sham. Exited the courtroom today, Trump again slamming his gag order, noting that star witness Michael Cohen can say anything he wants. The jury may start deliberating soon. The prosecution telling the judge they plan to call two more witnesses and then could rest their case by the end of next week. The White House is calling a report on alleged abuse of Palestinians in an Israeli prison deeply concerning. This coming after a CNN report describing the conditions in an Israeli detention center and detailing alleged abuse of detainees, including physical restraints and beatings. Also, reports coming in that Israeli tanks have captured the main road through the center of Rafah. The move leaves the eastern half of the Gaza Strip city encircled by Israeli forces. Residents reporting explosions, gunfire, and heavy fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas and Islamic jihadists as well. Ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas ended with no agreement on Thursday. Let's look at our top three stories. I'll have more on local storms and more headlines right after traffic and weather together. We'll start with the weekend forecast. Right now, sitting at 78 degrees, mostly clear overnight tonight. The drier air will have temperatures in the low 60s overnight tonight, and then 83, sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy, 65 on Saturday night. And then on Sunday, we should see partly to cloud, mostly cloudy skies with a high of around 82 degrees. Austin, we've got Pensacola State College holding their commencement exercises at the Pensacola Bay Center. That's led to some slowdowns in and around downtown. Anything else going on?
Well, not a ton, but what is going on is pretty severe. We do have an accident report on a New Warrington Road. That's around where it meets Navy Boulevard, causing some congestion in that immediate area. And also, we have a accident report now on Navarre Parkway. This is a little ways east of Highway 87. It's causing some congestion both ways here. And that is going to be right in front of, let me find a landmark here. If you know where, what is that? New York Pizza District? Is that what that says? Yeah, New York Pizza District. If you're near that, hey, good for you. There's an accident over there. It's causing congestion going both ways. But that's got nothing compared to what's a little ways further down east of Highway 87. We got that accident report from early last hour. If you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, very, very heavily backed up here. We did have congestion almost reaching Hurlburt Field. It is now backed up past Hurlburt Field, closer to Mary Esther. So be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, there's luckily not much that's going to hold you up for too long. This traffic and weather update was brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe?
All right, 5:15 here at News Radio Pensacola, getting a look here at some more local headlines. Some, of course, scattered damage reported throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa County from earlier this morning. In Pensacola on West Gadsden Street, one person had to be rescued from debris there. They were transported to a hospital by EMS as well. Santa Rosa County, Benny Russell Park closed until further notice due to some unsafe conditions. Storm debris and assessing equipment is taking place there today and likely through the weekend as well. A Santa Rosa County deputy's truck suffering damage and actually rolled twice due to the morning storms. A big tree and power lines fell after a transformer blew next to the truck. Thankfully, the deputy was able to escape uninjured. Today, civil rights attorney Ben Crump reacting to the body camera footage that was released yesterday showing the killing of 23-year-old senior airman Roger Fortson. Ben Crump in a statement says in part, quote, "There is no question that the officer acted with impulse and a lack of proper training when he shot and killed Roger within seconds of the door opening." Crump goes on to say, "It's clear that this officer needs to be investigated and held accountable for the execution of Roger." During a news conference yesterday, Okaloosa Sheriff Eric Aiden said that FDLE and State Attorney's Office are doing just that, investigation and determining whether the deputy's actions were justified, and that integrity and transparency is the top priority of the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office. A pretty interesting story coming out of the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew this morning. He had on State Representative Alex Andrade, who says there's been an increase in the number of illegal immigrants that have been legally allowed to register cars in Florida despite not having a valid driver's license or insurance.
The tax collector's offices are seeing an uptick in people showing up with passports that have been freshly issued from the Orlando consulate of the Mexican consulate in Orlando. By law, by rule, by agency rule at the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, all you need is a passport as your identification to get your tag and title issued by tax collectors.
Andrade says he was first contacted about the issue by Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, who says it's something his deputies have noticed. Andrade says lawmakers are now looking into solutions. One short-term plan could be to require proof of insurance before issuing a vehicle registration. The owner of the old dilapidated Trailways bus station near downtown Pensacola is being fined daily for not bringing the property up to code. The Emmanuel Lutheran Church asked the city for permission to tear it down, but were denied because of the historical significance of the building.
I think it's significant that at the time that the church bought the building, it was not a historical building, and the church never bought it with the understanding that it was undertaking the preservation of an historic building.
Emmanuel Lutheran President Gary Houston tells us the church has an engineer inspecting the building to present them with options, but he says the most likely bet is that repairing the building would be too expensive, and without a use, he believes fixing it would be wasteful. Also, a pretty interesting tease on social media this week from our friends at NAS Pensacola. You may have seen this. If not, we've shared it to our News Radio Facebook page. A video clip shared showing an image of the Super Delta featuring the Blue Angels and Air Force Thunderbirds. And then what comes next is an image of a logo with the text NAS Pensacola 2024 Homecoming Air Show. Now, if you're a mathematician like I am, 1 + 1 = 2 almost all the time.
almost.
There is no confirmation from the base that, yes, the Air Force Thunderbirds are set to perform with the Blues at the Homecoming Air Show. But again, that's what we call in the radio industry a tease.
I mean,
and there would not be a reason for them to put something out unless they wanted us to talk about it. So pretty cool there that the as we are sitting here dreaming and thinking of the possibilities of both of those elite flying squadrons performing together here in Pensacola. I'm not sure. I'm sure some historian out there knows the answer to this question. I do not know if it has happened before at a homecoming air show or out at the beach. When is the last time that would be? I do not know the answer to that, but That would be cool. Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
520, we'll take a break there. State and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
To all the moms out there, we want to wish you a terrific Mother's Day today. Without you, none of us would be here. On this day and all year long, we appreciate the matriarchs of our families. We appreciate you for the meals that you prepare, the wisdom that you provide, and most importantly, the love that you display in so many different ways. Moms, we honor you today, and we recognize that your service to our family is a wonderful ministry of sacrifice. Moms, thank you for teaching your children to obey. Thank you for building confident children. And most importantly, to the Christian moms, thank you for teaching your children in accordance with Deuteronomy 6 to love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. We love you. Have a wonderful Mother's Day.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMensHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMensHealth.com.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7.
Let's have a rendezvous.
This week, Gretch Lyles and the Modern Eldorados take the stage at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, bringing country and rock and roll the way it used to be to Bands on the Beach. Plus, don't miss out on shopping at the Gulfside Market. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here. As I said in our last update, just a few quick notes, but they are rather notable. Starting with one accident we had on New Warrington Road, about where it meets Navy Boulevard. We had some very minor backups there, but it has appeared to have cleared out, just about at least, so that's not too bad. But we do have two accidents on Navarre Parkway. One is going to be if you are coming. I said in our last update, coming from the east, or at least that's what I was trying to say. That's pretty stupid. That's if you're traveling westbound. We do have an accident report there near Coral Street. And that's going to be near Tom Thumb, Ronnie's Car Wash, so on and so forth. If you're anywhere in that area, we do have some backups going both ways there. And then also a bit further east, if you are traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, we do have an accident report there that's still causing very heavy backups past Hurlburt Field and towards the Mary Esther area. Luckily, there's not much out of that, though, that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, very good. Looking at our weekend forecast, pretty good for the most part. Mostly clear overnight, 63 tonight. Saturday we'll see sunshine with a high of around 83 degrees, partly cloudy, 65 tomorrow night. And then Sunday, Mother's Day, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies and a high of 82. Looks like rain returning to the forecast to start the work week on Monday with some thunderstorms look like in the picture there. I can't find I'm looking during the break to see if the the Blues and the Thunderbirds have performed here.
Anything?
Not that I can see. I know they performed last in March of 2023 in California together. But, if you know the answer, if they've performed here in Pensacola together, you can text us 850-437-1620. But, definitely a lot of drummed-up excitement for that with, people, and I believe rightfully so, surmising that the two demonstration squadrons will be performing together this November over NAS Pensacola. So that's awesome.
Oh, totally.
But again, I'm not confirming that because the base isn't confirming that. But again,
yeah,
why put that out, right?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
We don't know. We strongly suspect.
I mean, look, you can't put that out there and be like, nah, it's not April Fool's.
We're just joshing you.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah.
That's not a good
look. That's pretty cruel to the people on the base there, if that was their play.
Absolutely.
527 here, state headlines. This morning's round of severe weather led to the death of one person in Leon County.
Started around the capital, actually, and came southeast through Tallahassee, then out to U.S. 27.
And the sheriff's office says a woman died when a tree fell on her house near Tallahassee. Florida Power and Light, Duke Energy, saying around 80,000 people without power at its peak. Florida State's baseball stadium suffering a lot of damage as well. Both FSU and Florida A&M were closed today as a result.
And a Florida Republican is trying to impeach President Biden for halting weapons shipments to Israel. Biden, in an interview this week, said he would continue to supply defensive weapons to Israel, but that the U.S. would not provide offensive weapons, such as bombs, if Israel proceeds with a full-scale invasion of Rafah. Republicans have slammed Biden over the threat, and Representative Corey Mills announced that he's prepping articles of impeachment against him.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, no chance.
Not with the Senate there. But I do think it's a valid question that because, look, the Congress, both the House and the Senate, did pass legislation with the spending packages to Ukraine and Israel or whatever. So what was in the language as far as stipulations, as far as, hey, these are the munitions that we're promising them? Because, you know, if the White House is saying, oh, you know, hey, look, we disagree with how Israel's using them, well, I mean, I would assume there was some sort of language that gives them the legal out to say, hey, we're not going to supply these particular. But if there's not, and the White House is just coming out after and saying, yeah, you know what? We don't like the way you're running your operation over there. We're not actually not going to do it. Well, that's money that we've already spent to provide these weapons. So, you know, that would be a valid question that I'm sure has been asked. But who knows if we get the straight answer on that. Going back to the storms this morning, a state of emergency declared for 12 northern Florida counties as a result. Escambia and Santa Rosa counties not included due to the lack of overall structural damage that would trigger that declaration. The affected area encompasses Gadsden County eastward to Baker County, with the Division of Emergency Management saying that damage in those counties was similar to what we would see in a hurricane.
And a woman accused of killing a child in Polk County will remain behind bars. A judge yesterday denied bond for Davenport's Patricia Saint-Azaire. The 36-year-old is accused of first-degree murder and last week's death of her 4-year-old adopted son, and a medical examiner determined that the boy died of blunt force trauma.
All right, we'll get our national news coming up after the Fox News break. Sports headlines, health, business, and science as well. A chance to perhaps see the Northern Lights this weekend. We'll tell you why coming up.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. A State Department report finds Israel has not violated U.S. laws for defense aid, but raises concerns about military operations.
An assessment of countries receiving U.S. military aid concedes Israel has confronted an extraordinary military challenge in Gaza. And while inconclusive, it is reasonable to assess U.S.-made weapons have been used in instances inconsistent with international humanitarian law.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The report also says Israeli forces are taking steps to protect civilians. Donald Trump's hush money trial is wrapped for the week. The former president continues to claim the case is political. We'll leave in a New York courtroom today.
We're leading big in the polls, and the American people get it. It's a scam.
The prosecution's star witness, Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is set to take the stand Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
Tesco with your money now. The federal budget deficit shrank in the first 7 months of the fiscal year, but this full year's shortfall is likely to exceed last year's. The Treasury Department says that for the October through April period, the deficit stood at $855 billion, or 8% less than in the same period a year ago. There was a surplus of $210 billion in April, thanks to big inflows of tax payments. Year-to-date, revenues are up 10%, while spending increased 6%. As per an announcement back in March, a couple hundred Kohl's department stores around the country will soon have Babies R Us shops in its stores. Kohl's has now put out a full list of stores that will be getting Babies R Us shops, including 30 in California, 25 in New York, 13 each in Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Ohio, and a dozen in Illinois. While the Friday stock market session was somewhat lackluster, the Dow Jones Industrial Average extended its winning streak to an eighth day, the blue-chip Dow up 125 points, the S&P added 8. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. In the NBA this year, it didn't feel like there was a runaway MVP candidate, so Nikola Jokic, the NBA's best player, took home the trophy. I thought two players were more deserving than Jokic, though. It's tough to find a more valuable player to his team than what Jalen Brunson does for the Knicks, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander averaged over 30 points per game and led the Thunder to the one seed. Either Jalen or SGA should have won the award. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad. Rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles. And quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Attention Patriots, this is Jason Hansen, former CIA officer, with an urgent message for anyone concerned about their financial future. In a world filled with economic uncertainty, it's crucial to have a rock-solid plan for protecting your wealth. That's why I'm inviting you to a special financial briefing this Thursday. You'll get proven strategies for safeguarding your assets and securing your money. Call my friends at Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to register for free right now. Again, call 800-741-GOLD.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
The inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Parade is Saturday, May 18th. This special parade from Veterans Park to Community Maritime Park along Bayfront rolls at 9:30. Bring your family and wear red, white, and blue to show your love for the men and women in uniform. This no-throw parade will be patriotic and feature many of the commands at NAS Pensacola riding on the Mardi Gras floats of the crews you love. Then come to Community Maritime Park for a Navy Days ceremony, ROTC exhibition, and family fun fest featuring static displays. Get more at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 5:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Still got some backups in downtown Pensacola near the Bay Center, but it does appear to be slowly but surely, emphasis on slowly, dying down. We also still have some minor backups on Pine Forest Road if you are traveling southbound towards I-10. Talk of the town, though, Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling either east or west on the parkway near Coral Street, that's near the Tom Thumb, Ronnie's Car Wash, so on and so forth, we do have heavy congestion going both ways there due to a previously reported traffic incident from earlier this hour. And then early last hour, we had an accident report on Navarre Parkway a bit further east. If you're traveling past Windhaven Beach, there's congestion there that's still going to have you backed up past Hurlburt Field, closer to the Mary Esther area. So that has not lessened in the slightest. Outside of that, though, luckily, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Stormy weather has moved out of the area. And as we head through tonight, skies will be clearing up. Temperatures will be cooling down, too. Overnight lows will mainly be down in the low 60s. Beautiful weather for the weekend. Saturday, sunny with highs in the low 80s. Sunday, partly cloudy with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 538 here, looking at national news today. Hundreds of illegal immigrants who rushed the border near El Paso in March, fighting with the Texas National Guardsmen, had their charges dismissed by a judge. District Attorney Bill Hicks is furious and plans to appeal.
It is not about immigration. It is not about politics. It is about law and order.
The judge claims that prosecutors improperly transferred the misdemeanor rioting cases to his court. The same judge had previously dismissed dozens of other cases that stemmed from a separate border rushing incident. If an appeals court were to overturn the rulings, though, arrest warrants would be issued for all of the migrants who would have likely vanished into the shadows.
And a Virginia school board is voting to restore Confederate names to two of its schools. The Shenandoah County School Board had voted in 2020 to remove the names of Confederate generals Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee from the local schools to affirm the district's commitment to an inclusive school environment. At a meeting Thursday night, however, the school board voted to restore the names, saying that the change was wrongly done and lacked public input.
Also, the U.S. rolling out a new $400 million military aid package for Ukraine as Russia launches a major offensive in Kharkiv. Here's Lisa Taylor.
The package includes Patriot missiles, Singer anti-aircraft missiles, and other munitions. The aid comes weeks after Congress passed a national security supplemental that provides more than $60 billion in assistance for Kyiv. Russia today kicked off a major attack on the Kharkiv region, putting more pressure on Ukrainian forces. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And encampments from at least three university campuses are being cleared as pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue. At MIT, law enforcement tore down tents on Friday. At the University of Arizona, police used chemical munitions to clear an encampment. And at the University of Pennsylvania, authorities arrested about 33 people without incident for defiant trespass.
And Wall Street closing mostly higher today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average extending its winning streak to 8 straight days. Dow Jones finished 125 points higher to 39,512. S&P 500 up 8 points to 52,22. And the NASDAQ dropped 5 to 16,340. Austin 540, what's happening in sports today?
Well, we've got a lot going on, especially in about 20 minutes. In the NBA playoffs, we got an ESPN doubleheader. Knicks at Pacers at 6 o'clock. That's going to be followed by Nuggets at Timberwolves at 8:30. Also in the NHL, we've got a TNT doubleheader, Panthers at Bruins at 6, followed by Oilers at Canucks at 9. And then there's just a couple of headlines here in the NBA really quickly. Just a day after we covered Frank Vogel's firing, he was only in Phoenix for one season, poor guy. The Suns are reportedly planning to hire Mike Budenholzer as their new head coach. He was the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks when they won their 2021 title over Phoenix. So they've got history, maybe not the best, but at least he's proven. And then over in the WNBA, the city of Toronto reportedly getting an expansion team that's going to begin play in 2026. By the time that date comes around, they will be the league's 14th team, and ownership will be tied to that of the Raptors and Maple Leafs. An official announcement is expected for May 23rd. And, Joe, I wanted to get through that quickly because I wanted to ask you about this real quick.
All right.
EA Sports Football 25. Yes. I know you're a fan. I know I am. They released their deluxe edition cover. What'd you think?
I didn't love that a Michigan player was kind of front and center on that.
Well, I promise you, when I asked, I wasn't even thinking of that. But yeah,
front and center. I saw that, and I'm so overjoyed about it coming back. And it sounds more like every day. It is kind of though like that where, hey, I won't believe it happens until I can buy it from the PlayStation Store.
I get you,
but yeah. No, I've seen some of the video game images, like it was like Notre Dame players coming out of the tunnel. So
looked
yes,
good.
I can't wait. I've got my PS5, and it's only on the next gen console. So like, if you have like an older system, you wouldn't be able to play that. So that's a heads up there. But yes, very much excited for the return of NCAA football. It has been way too long. It's 10 years.
And I can't remember. Is it going to be on PC or is it just console?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just like the PS5 and then whatever the latest Xbox is.
Okay, well, good thing I got a PS5 then. I was about to say. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, I'm very, very excited. Looking at some health, business, and science notes. So we told you that, believe it or not, our area has a chance of seeing the northern lights on the horizon this evening and over the weekend. The reason why is because a large sunspot cluster, 16 times the diameter of Earth, has been sending solar flares our way.
The last time that we issued a G4 watch, which is a geomagnetic storm watch for severe levels, that 4 level on our 1 through 5 scale was 2005.
That's Sean Dahl with NOAA, says could see the effects of that as early as this evening. Satellite, radios, communications, and power grids could also be affected by the geomagnetic field fluctuation. The positive news, of course, being that the aurora could be seen as far south as our area, although it looks like better chance would be if you're in Alabama. But, hey, there's still a chance, as the Dumb and Dumber meme says.
Yeah, so you're telling me there's a chance. The FDA says a software issue has led to a recall on more than 85,000 devices for an insulin pump app. The version 2.7 of the T-Connect mobile app that connects with an insulin pump has caused more than 200 injuries. The FDA says that the software glitch can result in an insulin pump shutting down sooner than it's supposed to. The app is under a Class 1 recall, which the FDA says in its announcement is the most serious type of recall, and the devices may cause serious injuries or death.
Planet Fitness is raising its $10 a month membership plan for the first time in 26 years.
Welcome to Planet Fitness.
The largest gym chain in the nation will now charge $15 for its classic membership starting this summer. It's not raising the price of its $25 monthly Black Club membership, which offers perks and access to more locations. Executives at Planet Fitness didn't note why the company is hiking the price by 50% for the first time since 1998, but it does come as higher interest rates and construction expenses slow down new gym openings. I'm Michael Kastner.
Wow, Michael was right on the money there. 545 on the nose. Let's see, another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking around here, we still have some minor backups in downtown Pensacola near the Bay Center, but it has significantly lessened, so hopefully that's getting better over there. Pine Forest Road still has some backups, though, if you're traveling southbound, coming from 9 Mile and trying to get onto I-10. But the two main spots currently are both on Navarre Parkway. One is just a little ways west of Highway 87. If you are traveling either east or west towards Coral Street, we've got some backups there from a previously reported traffic incident. And there was one reported decently before that that's still causing heavy backups if you're traveling westbound on the parkway passing Windhaven Beach. That's going to have you backed up past Hobart Field and closer to the Mary Esther area. Outside of those couple of issues, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
All right, Alan Strum checking in with the forecast.
Stormy weather is out of the area, and overnight things will be cooling down. Low 60s for overnight lows. We'll see skies clearing up as well, nice and sunny on Saturday. Sort of a mix of clouds and sun on Sunday. High temperatures over the weekend will be in the low 80s. I hope you enjoy it. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
Taking a look at some other health, business, and science notes in the news. McDonald's is reportedly working on a new $5 value meal as consumers pull back on fast food spending. CNBC says the proposed meal could feature a McChicken or McDouble, four-piece chicken nuggets, fries, and a drink. Sign me up for that.
Yeah.
The move comes after company CEO recently said McDonald's has to be laser focused on affordability to attract diners.
And a New York woman is suing Cold Stone Creamery over its pistachio ice cream. She said that instead of the nuts, the dessert has pistachio flavoring. Her lawyers wrote in court filings that she would not have purchased a product if she knew it did not contain actual pistachios. A federal judge in Brooklyn ruled that the class action suit can move forward. This is why we always see like the tiny like litigation, you know, like written out in every little thing, because people will try to sue you over anything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Get a move on, lady.
Pop culture notes today. Taylor Swift is in Paris to kick off the European leg of her Eras tour. She launched that tour yesterday. She's got three more shows over the weekend in Paris before moving on to Lisbon, Stockholm, Madrid, and Dublin, and she'll wrap up in London before coming back to the States, and she'll have more shows in our neck of the woods. Miami is going to have some shows as well as New Orleans, so local Swifties, I'm sure, have it marked on their calendars and counting down the days there.
Yeah, I'm sure that won't get tiring at all. Talking about Taylor having to travel like that. A new series is being made about the Japanese interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, who stole millions of dollars to pay off his gambling debts. The Hollywood Reporter says that Lionsgate Television is developing a scripted series based on the true story about the interpreter who allegedly stole $16 million from the MLB star and who's being charged with felony bank fraud. The series is in early development and has not yet found a streaming home.
Yeah, I'm in on that, yes.
I'm sure it will find a home soon, for sure.
Police are at Drake's home for a third time this week after a trespassing incident. A security guard, of course, was shot at Drake's home earlier this week. Police also, the next day, arrested an intruder, and a trespasser had an altercation with security guards before police arrived. Of course, these events come after the diss track battle between Drake and Kendrick Lamar, although no word on whether any of these incidents are related or not. So pretty interesting there.
The optics are bad no matter what.
Yeah. All right, quick update here. A texter letting us know before we go to break. Navy Boulevard in front of Taco Bell has a three-car accident with multiple ambulances, fire, and police on the scene as well. So that could cause some significant delays and may want to find an alternate route there.
Yeah, we did have that was the accident report on New Warrington Road where it meets Navy.
Okay.
I stopped covering it because it looked like the congestion had died down, so that's my bad, I suppose. But yeah, so yeah, be on the lookout for that one.
All right. Back in just a few minutes to recap the top stories of the day, wacky stories and good news as well.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
.53 here at News Radio Pensacola, shaping up to be a pretty nice evening if you're going out and about. Overnight lows, which probably won't be until early in the morning, but back into the low 60s. Maybe the last time we can say that for the next few months.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss it.
Me too. But yeah, it looks like we got Pensacola State College having their graduation at the Bay Center, so we had some earlier slowdowns around the Bay Center, but that doesn't look too bad right now. More accident reports coming up in just a couple of minutes, along with the weekend forecast for Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. Hope you have a good time with your men, either treating you to breakfast in bed or just out to lunch after church on Sunday.
Petros and Pace, to be exact.
That's right. Well, no, not there, because I don't want a huge line.
Oh.
So let's steer people away from...
Oh, yeah. Pedro's in Pensacola.
That's right. That's right. Hop, happen in spot.
There you go.
No, I'm just kidding. Come over and say hi if you go to Pedro's. All right. Top three stories here on this Friday. The White House calling a report deeply disturbing and concerning regarding alleged abuse of Palestinians in an Israeli prison. That report came out from CNN describing what they say is a facility holding terror suspects and alleged abuse of detainees, including physical restraints and beatings as well. Reports in that Israeli tanks have now captured the main road through the center of Rafah. Residents reporting explosions, gunfire, heavy fighting between Israeli forces and militants with both Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Ceasefire talks ended with no agreement yesterday as well. And Donald Trump's trial could be wrapping up by the end of next week. The jury may start deliberating at the very least, with the prosecution telling the judge they plan to call two more witnesses and then could rest their case by the end of next week. As far as the traffic is concerned, Austin, what you seeing out there?
Well, Joe, just a couple minutes ago, you mentioned how we did have some traffic downtown that was increased because of the PSC graduation ceremony. That has seemingly begun to dissipate. Same can be said for some accident runoff that we had near where New Warrington Road meets Navy Boulevard. We did have an accident there earlier. But outside of that, it's just Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile, pretty typical evening traffic there. And then the man of the hour, Navarre Parkway. If you are traveling either east or westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Coral Street, that's near Tom Thumb, Ronnie's Car Wash, that area there, we do still have some heavy backups in that vicinity because of a previously reported traffic incident. And the same can be said also on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach. We have a lot of congestion over there, and then there's a bit of a break in it, but then it continues passing Hurlburt Field and heading towards Mary Esther. So the congestion in that area is seemingly breaking up, but it is still pretty rough at this time.
Stormy weather has moved out of the area, and as we head through tonight, skies will be clearing up. Temperatures will be cooling down, too. Overnight lows will mainly be down in the low 60s. Beautiful weather for the weekend. Saturday, sunny with highs in the low 80s. Sunday, partly cloudy with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Taking a look at some wackier stories and lighter stuff that we all love to talk about and hear about. Two climate activists in their 80s are under arrest after breaking the glass protecting Britain's historic Magna Carta. The pair entered the British Library in London this morning, smashed the glass case, then glued themselves in the document's enclosure. You have gone on soliloquy in the past of lamenting about how these protesters do this sort of thing, but nothing ever happens to the documents or whatever because they're so well preserved, unless you're Nicolas Cage. But the British Library did say that its security team intervened and that the Magna Carta from 1215 remains undamaged.
Exactly. And the only thing that's damaged is these people's legal record, first of all.
And reputation. And
maybe their hands from, being ripped off of whatever surface they glued them to. Let's see. A woman in North Carolina left her credit card at a restaurant. And an employee spotted the card and had their heart in the right place. In an effort to find Rhonda Deaver, they posted on social media, "Hey guys, Mrs. Rhonda Deaver, you left your card here. If you know her, let her know we have it and would love to make sure it's returned." But there's a reason you don't just show your credit card to anybody. And that's because it's got some pretty important numbers on it. The person who posted this did not consider that. They took photos of the front and back, posted it on social media. Rhonda got the card back, but of course someone racked up $2,000 in charges with it, along with a bunch of declined transactions. As far as the ones that did go through, Rhonda is in the process of disputing them. I'm sure it'll get ironed out, but whew, close call there.
Yeah, well, not really a close call because it happened, but I see what you're saying.
Could have been worse.
Overzealous employee trying to do the right thing. Perhaps, maybe... 16, 17-year-old at a restaurant who just didn't quite know.
We talked about financial illiteracy with the young just the other day. Hit the nail on the head, my friend.
Maybe. But not realizing that, if you have the access to both the front and back of a credit card, then anybody could use that information. So, tough going there. A 34-year-old woman in Michigan was found living inside a grocery store sign on the roof of the building. She has a job in a car and had been there for a year with even a desk, flooring, and a house plant inside.
Made it a home.
She was discovered when the Family Fair supermarket in Midland had some contractors out to do some work on the building. They came across a strange extension cord and discovered the hidden dwelling. She does have to leave, but the store's not pressing charges, and They're even helping her transition to a new living arrangement. So some good news there towards the end.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of good news, a 27-year-old named Clint Blevins loves Costco. So his wife Emma threw him a unique surprise party this week. She pretended they were just there to shop, but had his friends and family there so he could walk around the store and run into them. He finally realized it was all a planned thing when he saw his grandmother.
Yes, that's cool. I love that idea.
For sure.
5:59, that'll do it for hour number 2, Channel 3 News at 6, coming up on Pensacola right now.